Well, good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners. I am Michael D'Angelo, and I am the agency chief information officer, and I'm responsible for the use of technology within the agency. I'm here in response to your request for more insight into the agency's technology strategy and also the operations. And in the past year and a half, the agency has made and continues to make dramatic, somewhat exciting, and compelling changes in terms of its approach to how it uses technology. So my goal today is to touch on just some of those changes that we've made in the past year, as well as give you a little insight in some of the things that we're continuing to work on today, and how these tie into a larger strategy for the agency. So, but first, before I jump into that, let me tell you a little bit about myself. So I've been with the agency for about a year and a half. I bring have multiple experience in different industries, not only natural resources, but also in e-commerce, in healthcare, entertainment. Also, I have work experience in multiple sectors, public and private sector, both federal and state. And I've been in managing IT for the last 20 years or so, and the last eight have been in executive management. My educational background is my computer science degree from the University of Puget Sound, as well as an executive MBA from University of Washington. For the last 12 years, really though, my focus has been on bringing about change within organizations, not just within the IT organizations and how they can better operate and function, but also to bring about change within the agencies or companies to help them understand the value of IT, the business value of IT, and how they can use IT to help achieve their goals and mission. So the topics for today are really to cover, I think, four basic questions I think would be the most helpful. The first question is, what exactly is IT and why do we care? The second is there a technology strategy for this agency? And if so, what is it? And then, what did we accomplish last year, given that strategy, in order to make progress along that path? And then, what are we planning to do this year to continue to make that progress? I have about 20 minutes of materials, and hopefully that will leave plenty of time for questions you might have.
I'm not sure we have, you said 28 minutes?
20 minutes.
20 minutes, and yeah, let's...
How much time would you like to...
Well, we're a little late going into lunch. We don't... How about 20 minutes for your presentation and questions?
Okay, certainly. Okay. I apologize in advance for
no
talking
problem.
Fast.
We're the ones who are behind.
Okay. So first of all, the role of IT is, regardless of whether you're talking about natural resources or you're talking about, you know, e-commerce or entertainment or public or private sector, the role of IT in any organization boils down to these three things. One is it maximizes the productivity of the organization staff. So the second is it maximizes the effectiveness and efficiency of the business processes. David spoke earlier about, you know, some of the opportunities within the agency. Thirdly, it increases the capability of the agency to better achieve its mission. So on the first topic of maximizing the productivity of staff, our agency, like many other agencies, is very dependent on the technology to perform all aspects of the work. Whether we're talking about collecting data in the field, whether we're talking about putting that data into a database, performing the analysis, providing the reports, paying the bills, sending emails, communicating with stakeholders, technology runs our business. Technology being technology and people being people, technology sometimes fails and sometimes people struggle with technology. When that happens, their productivity stops. The IT organization essentially is a lifeline for those individuals at that moment in time to help get them back into a productive state. Within Central IT, we receive, triage, and resolve approximately 40,000 calls for help a year. On the second point of maximizing efficiency, essentially the all activities that we do are not, you know, independent. They're sequenced. They represent a workflow, a collection of workflow, and business decisions represent a business process. And the business process could be anything for how we collect, report, crab harvest, how we manage our fisheries, or how we purchase the supplies. Technology essentially is the tool that we can use to help those processes be consistent, to help reduce the errors in those processes and rework, and also help accelerate the speed at which we can get those individual things done. Now, in terms, so that should answer why we care about IT as an organization. So what exactly is IT? IT, much like other sciences, in biological sciences, you have multiple disciplines, multiple specialties. IT is encompasses 20 operational specialties within this organization in order to achieve those first three objectives. Some of these disciplines are somewhat close related, and resources can move from one to the other without too much difficulty. Other of these disciplines are night and day apart, and an employee moving from one to the other really represents a career change. So the ability to move resources in and out of these is somewhat, can fluctuate. Now, this chart does not necessarily represent what this agency staffs today in terms of actual disciplines, nor does it represent that, these disciplines are necessarily fully staffed. But that's just the collection of operational disciplines to achieve those first three. So that should answer the question, what is IT and why do we care? The second question around technology strategy. In early 2011, the executive management team developed and adopted a five-year strategic plan, or technology strategic plan, and the strategic plan encompassed four main technology strategies. The first is to make recreational and science information more accessible, not only to internal staff, but also to the public. The second is to improve the agency's effectiveness in performing the science. Third is to improve the agency's performance through operational efficiencies. And lastly, the fourth, to build stronger business partner relationships between IT and the programs of the agency. These overarching strategies today govern the goals, the priorities, principles, and the planning of our technology investments and projects. So this represents where we want to go with technology in this agency. To help us understand where we are, the assessment in 2011, this is a particular maturity model that Gartner uses, which is a research firm common for IT. The location of our maturity was at the low end, at the awareness end, and essentially the goals that we had set forth in 2011 were to try to push us further up that maturity model, specifically at looking at implementing processes, best practices, and changing some of the structural issues that we have within the agency. So specifically, the three goals that we had for technology in 2011, the first was to implement IT best practices that increase our efficiency and lower our costs. I'm not going to go over all those, but I'll touch on just a couple of the items. So one of the items that we set out as a goal to accomplish in 2011 was to establish a process for identifying and prioritizing project requests. At the time, the agency had no process for managing project requests that are looking for IT resources. So any individual within the agency and any group within the agency could place demands on the scarce IT resources without actually any vetting of that. The other sort of problem that we had is that within the IT organization, there's a significant desire to help. That's just the nature of those individuals. And so there was really a lack of ability to say no. And so what we end up with is a situation or behavior that I like to call attempting to accomplish everything at the expense of actually accomplishing nothing. So we set out to implement and create a process. And the initial inventory of our of this process, we identified that there were 80 total projects in play over there using more than 2 weeks of IT resources, and that if we froze the actual, prevented any new projects, it would take us roughly 8.5 years to accomplish those 80 projects with the expected, workload of those 80. So we established a process to manage this type of work. And the expectation of the process that exists now today and have been in place for about a year is that all project requests requiring a significant amount of IT resources require a division manager or higher to sponsor that project. That's to ensure that there's proper vetting within the program before there's requests. The other is that projects all have to have a brief or charter that describes what is the ask, what is the constraints, what is the scope, and all those other typical things you would expect to see in any type project requests. Those requests are all are then vetted biweekly by a cross-program committee. This cross-program committee, although it's facilitated by IT chaired by IT, the decisions are made across program in terms of what are the projects we're going to work on, what are the resources we're going to commit, and that committee identifies issues along the way in addition to approving new projects, monitoring the status and progress of existing projects. Biweekly, we also communicate to the executive management team a list of all of the projects that are in play, whether they're actually in progress, whether people are thinking about them, whether they've been put on hold. That's provided to the executive management team every 2 weeks, and you have an example of that in your handouts. We've identified clear roles and responsibilities between IT and the program, and essentially the programs prioritize the projects within their area, and they issues that are identified between two programs, they need to work that out. Those conversations are facilitated by IT, and IT informs the resource part of those issues, but the programs are expected to identify, you know, what are the options and ways to resolve those issues. Behind the scenes, in order to enable that, IT has to inventory, of course, all of the resources. What are the particular disciplines? What's the capacity for those disciplines to work on projects, minus the operations and maintenance commitments that those resources have? And it reports out to the project steering committee to help them make those decisions. So this process has been in place for about a year, and it's been a great success. Because of the transparency, the agency's been able to identify and eliminate frivolous use of a very scarce resource. We've been able to identify early our issues very early, and we've had several of them, and been able to resolve those issues before they really become a major risk to the programs. We've created clarity in terms of what we work on, and perhaps maybe more importantly, we've created clarity in what we're not going to be working on. There's increased accountability, certainly, for the agency and for the programs, because the report that goes out every 2 weeks has individual names on there. And so when there's a green or yellow or red on their project, it certainly piques their interest, and people are motivated to stay on top of their projects. The processes allow us to use resources, the IT resources, a lot more fully, and allow us to take opportunistic gaps in our demand. Sometimes there's resources that aren't being utilized that people don't know or didn't know existed, and so it's allowed us to take maybe even lower priority projects and target those available resources. To date, we've managed over 120 projects with this process, and we completed 70 projects totaling nearly 10,000 hours of effort. So that's one thing we accomplished. The second goal was to improve the program's strategic use of technology and start to build the trust and partnership within the programs. This largely consisted of taking a closer look at the role of IT within this organization and create greater focus and move activities that were occurring in IT that didn't necessarily add value and get those out of the IT program and get them into the actual programs themselves. And then the third goal that we have for 2011 was to improve employee satisfaction. In the 2009 employee satisfaction survey, the IT results were some of the lowest ones in the agency. We set up particular activities to improve that satisfaction by refining the clarity of individuals' roles, responsibilities, creating a mechanism that allows employees to map their specific work, their specific project assignments, and identify how those particular assignments could map to the technology strategy for the agency, and then how those strategies then map to the agency goals. So there's very clear lineage for employees to see how it is that they add value to the agency. We had some other things that we did as well in terms of recognition, communication, et cetera, and were able to have significant success in the employee satisfaction within the IT organization, and you have the results in your packet as well. So those were the three goals for 2011 and what we were able to accomplish. That allowed us to push certainly into the higher level of maturity within the maturity model for this agency. For 2012, took the momentum of our success, and we're decided to drive pretty deeply into the maturity model and really start to get into the innovation-based projects and initiatives to improve this agency. So for 2012, we have five goals, strategic goals, the three of which are innovation-based goals. So for the first, innovation-based goal is to increase the ability to perform science in the field. That's essentially creating mobile technology, getting it out into the field, and start to build the infrastructure within the agency in order to support that. The first goal helps us achieve progress towards our agency goals, number one and two, and it's also consistent with our technology strategies, number one and two, which is the footnotes on that slide. The second goal is to improve our scientific capabilities and reduce our agency costs. We are exploring the use of cloud technology, and I don't necessarily have enough time to explain what that really means. But anyways, we're looking at new technology, emerging technology, to give us access to much more infrastructure on a pay-as-you-go type of model. We're seeing some very early successes with this work. For example, one of the activities occurring in the program, wildlife program, is the calculation of home range for certain species. The way that is occurring today is those scientists have high-performance desktop and kind of high-cost desktop appliances that allow them to do that work, and it takes roughly 70 hours for a particular analysis to occur. Maybe half the time that analysis actually fails because there really aren't enough compute resources on that device. We did the exact same analysis using some of the emerging technology, and we're able to complete it within 5 hours with 100% success. The cost of doing that was $5.70. The third is to make data more available, publicly accessible, and using third-party services to help us get our data out into the public. An example of this is data.wa.gov, which is a state-provided service that most agencies really aren't taking advantage of. Another example is ArcGIS Online as another way of getting agency data out for public consumption. In addition to these services, using those services, we intend to build the internal capability and infrastructure so that making use of these services just becomes the norm. By doing that, of course, we make our data much more available for the public, and we can certainly redirect public disclosure requests right to these sources rather than trying to have to manage those ourselves. The last two goals are really operational in focus. The first one is developing roadmaps for some of our core aging mission-critical systems. A couple of examples. One is the harvest management system, which is, of course, used by the FISH program. That system is operating on infrastructure that has been unsupported for several years and is at risk of failure. Failure, of course, in that system would be a great detriment to the agency. In addition to the technical components of business system that's at risk, the system also doesn't really support the needs of the agency. It doesn't it's not able to support the mobile and near real-time data collection as a standard, as a normal. And also it doesn't provide easy accessibility to the data for not only the public, but just even within the agency. It's very difficult to get data to help us manage our internal processes. The hydraulic permitting system is yet another one that's similar vein, and we have several others. The last goal is, although we've done a lot in terms of improving our operational effectiveness and efficiency and processes within the technology organization, there's still much more to do. So we'll continue to improve the overall transparency of what happens in IT, what those costs are, and how a resource is being used, and improve the overall governance for technology within this agency. So I think to summarize what I've just talked about, it's really 2011, the theme for technology with this agency was to essentially by clearing the workbench, getting organized, building focus within that team. And then for 2012, it's about being aggressive, going after innovation, finding ways to really add value, significant value, to the programs, to the agency, and help it achieve its mission. I will have to admit, though, these are stretch goals. We're really expecting a lot from staff. It's going to be a big challenge, and it's not something we're accustomed to. So I anticipate that we'll probably have a few bumps in the road, but I'm also confident and have and very impressed with the agency staff that we have, not only within IT, but also within the rest of the agency, that in the end we'll be successful as a whole and achieve a lot of goals. So I hope that took less than 15 minutes. I'm not sure.
That was terrific. Very, very good. Commissioner Perry?
No, I appreciate that. It sounds like there's an awful lot going on. And I guess it's my age, maybe, that I ask this question, because I use computers and so forth and often get confused and can't figure things out and so forth. And I assume there's maybe a lot of people in the field that are like that, too. Do you have specific training sessions and so forth to get people up to speed so they can actually use this stuff and be efficient at it?
We have a couple of things. One, we don't necessarily have training sessions that we go out and deliver, but what we do build is frequently asked questions for common issues for employees to help provide self-service. We've implemented a couple of pieces of technology to help employees be self-sufficient. So actually 25% of our calls are around password resets, and that's fairly standard within the industry. And so we've implemented some technology to allow employees to reset their own passwords. And then thirdly, we've purchased services through third parties to provide online web-based training and just-in-time training for employees to take advantage of. And that service offers 50,000 different titles they can receive training on.
Thank you.
Commissioner Jennings?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Professionally, I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of the IT staff of the agency, and I've always been very impressed with the professionalism and the competency they bring to the table. When this presentation started, internally my mouth dropped. Hearing that you have approximately 40 staff to do the work, let me just put that in perspective from where I sit. The Department of Health has about the same number of full-time staff or staff, professional staff, and their IT staff is about 160. You know, four times the level. We have 50 IT staff that support just two of the five divisions I'm aware of. So the work you guys were able to do with the extremely limited number of human resources you have is actually pretty astounding, and it makes me wonder how you're able to pull it all off. And you've identified the fact that it doesn't always get pulled off as well as you can because of those resource limitations. And again, I think that's where, you know, and as you identified, David, the ratio of IT staff to professional staff is way out of whack relative to industry standards. So you guys have a lot of challenges to be successful based on where you are now with the resources you have. I'm just making that as an observation because, you know, I knew you guys were impressive, but this makes it even more impressive that you're able to do that so well. One of the areas that the department has always been a leader on in the state is GIS, geographic information technology, spatial analysis. I know you guys have reorganized and sort of have distributed that more. It's not nearly as centralized or as contained. I'm not sure, you know, all one team doing it as opposed to. Can you talk a little bit about
absolutely.
Your reorganization?
Absolutely. So, yes. Prior to July of this, the past July, our IT division had a separate GIS unit, which consisted of four individuals. GIS represents a major component in what we do as a natural resource. It's really embedded, or should be really embedded, in the fabric of all that we do. And so the design decision amongst the management team within IT was, in order for that to actually scale and to manage the risk and get that into the fabric of all aspects of IT, we needed to not create it as a separate silo, but rather have it as a component of all IT technical disciplines. So some of those resources went into our infrastructure team, which has certain GIS introduces some additional considerations around how you do infrastructure. Some of those resources went into the app, into the data services, and some in applications. So as a result of doing that, it's changed our model in terms of how we try to meet the needs of the agency in terms of GIS. So for example, this year or this the next ESRI conference, it's no longer about this little GIS unit going to ESRI. It's about the resources across the team, across the technical disciplines, whether we're talking about infrastructure, data, applications, or end user services, that any of those can participate in the ESRI conference, and if that's a business need. So it's essentially a way of building out and scaling out GIS so it's embedded in the fabric of all IT.
And just to follow up, at the Moses Lake meeting, we got an opportunity to get a quick look at the Wolf reporting application you put up. And again, I step back and say, when were you first asked to pull that together? How quickly were you able to put it into production? And how well it works is, again, a testament to, I think, both the leadership and the skills you have in your IT team, along with the business that helped find those business requirements. We heard earlier that 200 out of the 1,500 staff are eligible for retirement very soon. Is that a concern within the IT part of the agency as well?
Yes, it is. We do have a few staff that are in that count. For the past year and a half, we have also seen a 25% turnover in IT staff. So we've already been experiencing some of those impacts. It's created some significant challenges within IT, but it's also created some significant opportunities. So we've certainly taken advantage of that to build the right caliber of expertise within IT. And any person you've asked with that's come into IT certainly in the last year and a half will tell you it's not an easy feat. There's a fairly rigorous process and evaluation that occurs in order for people to get within this agency's IT department. And that's really given us some stellar staff within our IT department.
And that also points out, going back to David's presentation earlier, with a 25% turnover, the HR effort associated with recruiting and hiring in that process, and even for you, of interviewing, and that's an additional work that isn't really seen as real work from the outside, but it really does necessary investment to keep the agency running properly.
Director Anderson.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Just I know everybody's hungry and wants to go to lunch, but I just wanted to tell a quick story. So Joe came in, we get there early, came in one morning, was all excited that we'd hired this really great IT guy, and suggested I go meet him, and Michael and I got together first time, and he looks about like he did now. He's smiling and looks good, and about a week went by, maybe a little bit longer, and there was this little note on my calendar for the day that he wanted to come in and talk to Joe and I. And he comes in and sits down, and he wasn't smiling, and a lot of the color had run out of his face, and he looks at us and he says, "It's worse than I thought," or something like that. So I'm really happy that you had an opportunity to hear this from Michael and David on this really, really important part of our agency. When I think of Michael, I think of vision, I think of energy, I think of organizational skills, I think of leadership, and again, those themes you heard again about cross-program, team approach came through loud and clear, and he's just done an extraordinary job of taking a group of individuals with the losses that he's incurred as well, and has really put us in a position to be successful in the future. But as Commissioner Jennings correctly points out, measured against any industry standard relative to the number of employees we have, the IT needs of those employees, and what the resources we're putting toward those, were way, way behind. And just the Michael took Joe and I down to into the room right down the hall here, the server room, and he mentioned the commercial harvest system, the lift system. I mean, you go in there and look at that and know that there isn't a person on earth that has the parts or the knowledge to fix it if it breaks. I mean, the exposure and the liability that we have. So that's a high priority to get us out of that position in the near future. And maybe his biggest goal for this year is he wants to take my BlackBerry away from me. So we're in negotiations over that. But, so he's doing a great job, and I just wanted to thank him for all the work he's done.
Thank you, Phil.
You're going to take his BlackBerry away?
He's going to, I'll have a conversation with him, and he'll want to give it to me.
You going to get him a notepad?
Commissioner Perry?
I have better tools for him.
Just one very short comment. A lot of this technology stuff kind of goes by me. Again, probably because of my age, I understand the value. I was talking to a biologist here the other day, and he was very complimentary of your program using the GIS system. They had looked for sage grouse lex in Douglas County again and found a number, but he commented that he said they now have three-dimensional GIS capability that they've just acquired, probably came out of your shop, and they've now located about 6 or 8 more using that technology. So it does actually go down to the field, and I was really impressed with that.
Okay. Any other comments? All right. Well, excellent job. Very impressive. You've heard lots of compliments, both of you. Terrific job. Much appreciated. Not always given a lot of fanfare. So thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. We are ready for lunch. We're going to take up the enforcement WAC expedited rule changes after lunch. It's about 18 to 1. Let's reconvene at 1:30. And for all of you who are in the enforcement committee, we're going to go get our lunch and come back, and we're going to sit around here. The tape recording will be off. Yeah, for the committee meeting. So it'll just be informal committee, but we did announce it to the public so we can have more than 4 commissioners attending. So go get your lunch. Come back if you want to be part of the enforcement.
Phoenix, I expect.